So it is time now for this week's edition of Kentucky Bred, presented by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development and Breeders Incentive Fund. A reminder that awards up to $3,000 a race are available from Kentucky and the Breeders Incentive Fund for winning an allowance race or maiden special race anywhere in the USA or at Woodbine Racetrack. Plus, awards of up to $4,000 a race are available for winning a non-graded stakes anywhere in the USA or at Woodbine. And that, as I tell you every week, is just the tip of the iceberg. And nobody knows that better than Nolan Ramsey, who joins me this week for Kentucky Bred. Nolan, really appreciate the time and the visit, my friend.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
This decision didn't come just out of left field. You had been considering this move for a long time. This was always the goal, even when you started working with Mike Maker some 9 years ago. So tell me about making this decision and why now is the right time.
Yeah, it's definitely something I've had in the back of my head for quite a while. I bet I've got some things that are pushing me to make the decision. I felt like time is right. One of the bigger factors is my grandfather. You know, he's in his late 80s and he's not getting any younger. I'd really, really like to win some races for the family before the opportunity's gone. So that's kind of been in the back of my mind. And then with Mike, I've done a lot of traveling. You know, I've been in a lot of different tracks. It's more of that gypsy lifestyle, but I've got two young kids, and just trying to be a little bit more control of my schedule, being the one that can take a day off or something if I need to tend to the family. So the kids definitely pushing me to have a little bit more stability in my career. Not that it's ever going to be easy, but being in control of it a little bit more is pushing me to make the decision. And then I started talking with a few guys, some people that along the years have always said, you know, when you're ready, we'll support you. So I started getting some positive feedback, and I just started to feel like maybe the time was right.
Are you goal-oriented, Nolan? And if so, will there be certain goals that you'll set for yourself when you open up the new stable on May 1st?
Yeah, I do. I do have some goals. I've got some pretty lofty ones, and then I've got some more realistic ones as well. You know, right off the bat, you know, I'd really like my first win to be for my grandfather. You know, I don't know how that'll shake out, because I've got some other guys that are gonna be backing me as well. So, you know, I'm not gonna work it to where that, you know, happens, but I'd like it to unfold that way. And it's funny, I was on the phone with him yesterday. We're talking about, you know, taking horses to Maryland, and that's one of the very few areas he's not very active in. He's never had horses stabled there, so not only is it new for me, it's kind of new for him too. So, you know, I'd like to show up and try and, you know, I don't know, leave a footprint or make a mark or leave an impression on the Maryland circuit with him as well. He's you know him well. He's extremely competitive. So I'd definitely like to be able to show up there and at least leave a mark there. But as far as the bigger goals go, I got a few races in mind that, some point in my career, I hope to be fortunate enough to win. You know, I think every trainer's goal is probably to win the Kentucky Derby. That's at the top of the list. And I know that's at the top of his list as well. You know, he's one that's won, you know, just about every big race there is to win, except for the Derby. That one's eluded him. Whether I'm going to be fortunate enough to get him there or not, it's a completely different story, but him and I share that goal in common.
Why did you decide on Maryland?
You know, Maryland's, I think it's a good spot to be, especially starting out. Eventually I'd like to get to Kentucky. Kentucky's home for me. I'm impartial. You know, I like it there, but I thought Maryland had a lot of opportunity. So I thought that was the right place to be. Kentucky's great. I love Kentucky, but it's so saturated, and it's tough. It's very, very tough. So I thought that might be a little bit too tough of a place to try to break in.
Kentucky has become so much more challenging over the past few years because of all the money that's being offered across the board there, right?
Absolutely. You know, you look at the overnight, and every field's a full field with extras, and you know, it's hard enough just getting a horse in a race, much less getting stall space and being able to grow and compete. It's become, I, in my opinion, I think it's probably the toughest circuit there is.
Also, maybe the most lucrative.
Absolutely. No, there's, you know, Kentucky's great. You know, New York has got a very solid program as well. You know, there's some big money out there. There's really big money, and I'm not saying I won't ship in here and there, but starting out, you know, I need to find a place that's going to be able to suit me, suit the quality horses that I'll have, and, you know, a place where I can get, you know, lots of starts and try to get my numbers up. You know, Kentucky's tough. Like I said, just trying to get a horse in a race is a challenge in its own, much less winning.
Yeah, and I guess you can look at that two different ways, right? It can be a negative for that person that's being excluded in those races, but, boy, it's a positive for the industry as a whole.
Oh, no, that's absolutely. Kentucky should be the you know, the leader in the industry in anybody's opinion. You know, their program is second to none, and, you know, really I wish everywhere was like Kentucky. You know, I think everybody does. So, you know, love to be able to support the Kentucky program in the future.
That is Nolan Ramsey, my special guest on this week's edition of Kentucky Bred. Join me next Saturday here on the Equine Forum for another edition of that popular segment, all presented by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development and Breeders Incentive Funds, providing awards up to $5,000 and $7,500 for winning a Grade 1, Grade 2, or Grade 3 race anywhere in the USA and in multiple countries, and awards of $200,000 allocated to the top 20 claiming horses in Kentucky, with the most claiming wins in the Bluegrass State. Breed them, raise them, race them. We all win with Kentucky Breds.